Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. These men that asked Jesus this question,
if they're pretty well, can't get the right one.
These guys that came into the temple and asked Jesus these questions, these are the chief priests, these are the elders. They're the ones who have to know everything. These are who the people come to and ask what's going on. And they come to ask Jesus, where does he get his authority? They knew that Jesus had claimed his authority was from God. They knew that. And they knew that the authority of John the Baptist and Jesus is identical. It's divine. It's from God. This baptism that John was doing was not his own works, but his works were that which God had told him to do. So the question that Jesus asked them, it's a kind of a catch-22, damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of a question. From whose authority did John's baptism come from? From heaven or from man? And they knew it. They knew that they couldn't answer it either way. The only safe way was the coward's way out, was to say, well, we don't know. But the crowd is there. The crowd sees them, and the crowd hears their answer, and the crowd knows. Do what? You know. But they chose not to answer. They have nothing to declare. So Jesus then has nothing to declare to them. He doesn't have to. He said he wouldn't unless they answered him. This is still, yet he's on his way to the cross, but he still doesn't want everything that now, not yet, is still going on. So their answer was pitiful. Their answer was like that of an unbeliever in Jesus Christ, which that's what they were. It was a pathetic answer. They were the chief priests, the elders. They knew, but no. So this baptism. The point of this gospel message for us tonight is, where does your baptism come from? Does it come from heaven or does it come from man? Let's look at that. If it comes from man, if it's a baptism done by man for you and all whatever good that can be, what good can come from man? What can there be? Any promise? Ever have someone promise you something and it not follow through? I know I've made promises and haven't kept them. And I felt very badly after that. And I know people that have made me promises, and they've fallen through on their promise. And that's what man does. So any other benefit, anything that a man's baptism could be for us, and the decision to follow Jesus, and then they baptize you, that works righteousness thought, that decision theology, it's still empty. It's still void. It's from man. But now that baptism from heaven, the divine baptism that you and I share, that divine baptism that many share, not just the Lutheran Church, it's a baptism from heaven. It's work by God being done to you, for you. Remember this book. Baptism. What benefits does baptism give? It works forgiveness of sins. It rescues us from death and the devil. And it gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. The promises of God declares
Those three things, those are three mighty things. Are they any good here? Is it any good to us here? Is salvation good here? Is the forgiveness of our sins? Is it any good here? Yeah. We're supposed to forgive others as they've, you know, as God forgives us. It sure does feel good. And rescue from death and the devil. Death is not the final answer. Death is not the final episode in our life. Death is just something that we'll have to go through to gain that eternal life, that eternal salvation. Which are these words and promises of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. Your baptism. There's no doubt. I have no doubt. You should have no doubt. Many people do. Many people wonder, is my baptism from heaven or is my baptism from man? I just wrote an article, and I can tell you about it because you'll forget about it between now and then, but it's going to be up in the paper on my birthday. You'll have to figure that out, but it's a couple months away. About my baptism. It's my birthday, and I got to write the article for the paper. My birthday, especially this side of 40, 50, 60. But you know what I mean? Birthdays are like what? It's another day. But my baptism, that birthday of mine, what a joy that is to remember that. I remember my baptism. Now, that I remember what took place. I figured it up. I was 16 days old when I was baptized. But I remember that. I know that. I know the day I was baptized. I know that my mother and father took me to that font. I know that the Holy Spirit did his work in me. And that's how I know it's a divine work. And now, as an ordained minister of the word, to be able to do the baptism, to baptize people, I have a tough time doing it, don't I? The many, many baptisms that I've done, I've had difficulty doing them. I about lose it. I start to cry because of what the Holy Spirit is doing right there in front of me. The wonders, the mystery, the miracle that takes place. I don't want you to doubt. I want you to know your baptism is from heaven. Your baptism is from God. Your baptism has joined you in all the wonderful blessings and promises of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.